What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. You are listening to episode number 207 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. When does this get easier? I think a lot of times, especially when people are beginning the workout program thing, it's hard. It's hard to get your ass out of bed early in the morning. It's hard to get up for going to do something difficult. It's hard to start changing your eating. There's a lot of new stuff that has to happen in order to get going on this path. And I think there's this part of you that's waiting for it to get easier. And I will admit that some of it does get easier, but I'm not sure it gets easier. I think you just get accustomed to the discipline that's necessary. So let me try to explain this some more. Ben posted this morning a meme about motivation and basically saying that, you know, fuck motivation, you need discipline. And that's 100% right. So motivation is fairly short-lived, typically. And, you know, motivation is hard to explain. A lot of people say, oh, I need motivation. So I think that's that temporary rah-rah when you listen to a really motivating book on tape or speaker or read something that gets you fired up. But that, it's kind of fleeting. So you do need a constant supply of motivation. That's why Zig Ziglar is kind of famous for saying, you know, people would always poo-poo a lot of these motivational speakers or words because they'd say, oh, you need that every day. And he'd say, well, yeah, it's just like showering, right? Like it works, but you have to do it every day. So I do believe that. You have to kind of listen to and be around motivating things and people on the daily if you're going to stay motivated. But more important than that is discipline and just understanding that even if the motivation's not there, you got to get up. You got to go do it. And I think that's very, very important because I do believe that for people that aren't currently working out or on a program, I think they look at people who are successful at working out or whatever and think that they really just pop out of bed and they can't wait to get after it and they just love doing everything involved in it. And I don't actually think that's true. I think sometimes, yeah, you know, it is occasionally, but more often than not, I think it's just as difficult for them and for us to get out of bed and do it. I mean, it's dark right now as I'm recording this. I got up at 5 today, had some additional work I had to get done before I headed into the gym, and, you know, I didn't want to do that, and it felt like shit getting up at 5. It feels great now that I feel accomplished that I did get up, and then I got what I had to get done out of the way and off my plate, and I think that's what becomes the thing you focus on is everyone that, I mean, the gym is packed at 5 a.m. That means people are getting up at 4 or 3:30. And I know not a single one of them wants to do that or enjoys doing that. I'm sure they would all much rather roll into the gym at 9, wake up at 7, have a nice breakfast and some coffee and come in at 9. But that's just not how it works. And they've accepted that this is when they have to go, but obviously there's enough of a reward that makes it worth it, right? It feels good to have gotten your workout in, to get it out of the way in the morning, and then your day is awesome. I think about this a lot with... I'm going to give you another example. So they say a lot of times we, you know, we take care of ourselves and we talk to ourselves in a way that is very different than we would talk to or take care of someone that we actually care about, a child or a pet. So think of it this way, you know, one, that I originally thought about that when it came to self-talk, right? We would never ever talk to our children, at least I hope not, or someone we care about in the way that we talk to ourselves sometimes, right? If our child tried to do something for the first time and wasn't successful, I don't think we'd say, see, I knew it. It wasn't going to work. You just can't do it. You tried and you failed, so just fuck it. Like, we don't say that, right? We say, hey, it's your first time. Let's go back and try again. Give it some time. Be patient. Keep trying. Work hard. But yet, oftentimes, we'll try something for the first time, fail, or, you know, find some disappointment, and then we bail. So that's number one. Think about that when you start talking negatively to yourself. Would you talk like this to somebody that you care about? But number two is when it comes to discipline. And I think this can tell a lot about a person. So we know that let's take pets, for example, right? I remember when we got our dog, we were told by the dog people that they shouldn't eat human food. They should be eating dog food. You know, that's specifically designed for them to stay healthy. Eating human food is not healthy. Okay, perfect. Go home with your cute little puppy, and the first day you eat your human food, he is sitting right there at the side of your chair, smiling, wagging his tail, begging for food. And I mean, there's nothing cuter than this guy just asking for a piece of your dinner, right? So what, you know, of course, human nature is you want to give this guy some of your steak, right? You want to see him happy. You want to see, like, you know, it's going to make him feel good. He's literally begging for it. But you also remember that the vet told you it's not healthy for him. It's not going to lead to a good life for him. Typically, dogs that eat human food are overweight and unhealthy. And the best way to keep him healthy and give him a long life is to feed him what he's supposed to be eating and not food off your plate. Well, so what does that require? That requires discipline. It requires a discipline to say that, no, I'm not going to give him this stuff that he's begging for. I'm going to give him what he's supposed to eat, right? But can we do that? Okay, and I hope we can. But can we do that to ourselves, right? We're going to do that for the dog because we know that we want him to be healthy, and it's our job to keep him healthy. And his long-term health is more important than his short-term pleasure from getting some of our human food, right? But that's hard to do. It's easy to say, yep, I'm going to do that. But then we give in because, oh, we just want to make him feel good, right? It's, again, it's that delayed gratification. So we have to have the ability to do that for those that we care about. I mean, shit, my kids would eat junk food as their primary source of food every single day. And they enjoy it. They love when we say yes. So, shit, part of me wants to just let them eat, you know, sour cream and onion chips all day, every day, because they would be happy and they would be happy. They wouldn't give me shit because I told them no. And life would be great until they stop growing and until they get sick and they're unhealthy because I let them eat shit, right? So as much as I want to do that, I have to have the self-control and self-discipline to say no and make them eat healthy food. Very, very similar for myself. Right, I would also eat sour cream and onion chips all day given the option, but I have to have the discipline to not do that. I have to have the discipline to get up at 5 when I want to get up at 7. So it doesn't get easier necessarily, right? It's not going to be easy to not eat that stuff. It gets easier in the way that you become accustomed to the discipline, I think, and you accept it. Maybe that's what it is. You accept it, that it's going to be hard, but it's just what I got to do, and you don't think about it anymore. You don't argue with it anymore. You just fucking do it. In the beginning, you're going to think about it. You're going to question it. You're going to, you know, go back and forth. That part, over time, just doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it gets easier. But at the end of the day, it still sucks to get up early. It still sucks to not eat crap. And that's just the way it is. And the sooner we accept that part, the faster we're going to get where we want to be. You guys have an awesome day. Bye.